Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast with me, Hormas Patakia. It's midweek already, and if the first 2 days are anything to go by, we are in for another action-packed day of trading today. Now, Tuesday was turning out to be a session of consolidation until the giant, the index heavyweight, HDFC Bank, chose to wake up and turn around days of underperformance. The stock had its best single day gain in December, contributed nearly 95% to the Nifty's gain, and single-handedly took the index past the 22,200 mark. Now remember, we were telling you yesterday that there is a very interesting tug of war going on between the bulls and the bears on the Nifty Bank, and we don't need to tell you now who won that one yesterday. The supporting cast, though, other than the HDFC Bank, was also a very powerful one, as most private lenders, Axis Bank, Kotak Bank, all of them stepped up with gains to take the index higher. The top three gainers on the Nifty on Tuesday were banking stocks. Now, that move in HDFC Bank has also ensured a very good day for the Nifty Bank on Tuesday, as I just said. It has been rare these days that the Nifty Bank has managed to outperform the Nifty, but it did so on Tuesday. Now, it has also managed a convincing close above the 47,000 mark, something that it has not managed to do since the middle of January this year. But while banking stocks did very well, what offset their moves was IT. Now, almost all large cap IT stocks ended lower on Tuesday, and that was something that kept the Nifty's gains in check. Now, IT will also be in focus today, considering the weak handover from Wall Street overnight after markets resumed trading over there after Monday's holiday. The Nasdaq fell nearly 1%, and it was dragged lower mainly by Nvidia. And all eyes are on Nvidia's earnings today, which will be reported in the aftermarket hours of US trading or in the early hours of Thursday morning Indian time. Now, massive positions have been built up ahead of the results, as options data is indicating a potential swing of nearly $200 billion. You heard that right, $200 billion on either side after the results are announced. Nvidia shares are the top performers on the S&P 500 so far in 2024 with 40% gains, and the expectations are sky high in this regard. Such is the attention on Nvidia's results that the FOMC minutes, also scheduled to be reported later today, has become a non-event of sorts. Nobody is even talking about it, but we'll keep an eye out on that as well. Now, back home in stock-specific action, it almost appears to be a day of block deals and QIPs. Union Bank of India has launched a QIP, its second in the last 6 months, to raise up to 3,000 crore rupees. The base size is 1,500 crores with an upsize option of another 1,500 crores. And post this QIP, the government will be compliant with minimum public shareholding norms, as its stake will drop to 74.76% from 76.99% earlier. Another company that launched a QIP last evening was Swan Energy, an outperformer on the Realty Index, and that plans to raise 4,000 crore rupees through this issue. The floor price in this case is a 7% discount to Tuesday's closing price. On to block deals now, and a clean-out trade is likely to take place in Devyani International today. Sources are telling us that Yum Restaurants is likely to sell its entire 4.4% holding in a deal which is valued at over 800 crore rupees. A big block deal took place on Tuesday as well, where over 24% equity of Whirlpool had changed hands. The promoter entity was indeed the seller, while SBI Mutual Fund has now become its single largest public shareholder after it picked up over 7% stake through that transaction. Other domestic mutual funds were also buyers in that trade. Zee Entertainment has issued a clarification to an ET report which said that they have resumed merger talks with Sony. However, they have categorically confirmed that any such reports are factually incorrect. The stock gained nearly 10% on Tuesday following this report, and it'll be interesting to see how it reacts today, but the stock is in the F&O ban. There are plenty of other stocks to watch out for, and you can read all of them on our website, cnbctv18.com. Here's some good news to sign off. Actress Anushka Sharma and her cricketer husband Virat Kohli welcomed their second child last week and made a public announcement late last evening. We send our best wishes to the couple and to the newborn. India's new number 3 is here? Well, let's wait a few decades for that to happen. And lastly, here's a programming note. CNBC TV 18 has exclusively spoken to Rajiv Jain of GQG Partners, the biggest bull on the Adani Group companies. He talks about his investments in India, the market scenario, and whether or not he was a buyer in the Vedanta block deal. You can catch that entire interview all day long on CNBC TV 18 and also read about it on our website, cnbctv18.com. That's all for today. We wish you a wonderful day of trade. Do stay with us for the sharpest market insights.